Profile on Praise Junction. Listen.
This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story. Tell me about my Savior. Show the world His love. This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
Here on Praise Junction, at Top FM. Listen and live. My name is Grace Mutiso. Joy to be with you on Profile today. And thank you for tuning in. I can see your comments coming in. Asante sana on Instagram. Asante Marielise 59. You're saying you're tuning in from Karen. Asante sana Gadunguri. Stacy, thank you so much for tuning in. Wangari _ Masharia, God bless you. Kiambi is tuned into Profile. God bless you so, so much. And also Ruth _ Kush, you're saying Soko Yamawe Gidurai 45. is tuned in. And you're just shocked that a class 3 child would carry a sack of potatoes at that age. Oh, indeed, God is faithful. We also want to appreciate you, our good friend and colleague Samuel Mutisia, listening to us, just writing and saying, indeed, God is really faithful. Richard's story has been a blessing in my life in the few years I've worked with him and served and I've seen him. He's a down-to-earth man, humble, and I love the brotherhood. May God continue to surround him with his love and cover him under his wings. I will appreciate him for the few things he has taught me and guided me. May the name of the Lord be praised forever. Samuel Mutisia, listening to us from Kenyatta Hospital. Thank you for writing in, Samuel, and may the Lord heal you. We trust God for your quick recovery in Jesus' name. You know Samuel, isn't it? Our colleague,
yeah, I know Samuel.
Asante. A few more comments before we get back to your story. Somebody else says, whenever I listen to Profile, even if I was murmuring and complaining, I just humble myself before God in repentance because sijapitia kama hayo, napata moyo na shukrani. Amen. May the Lord be honored. Mm-hmm. Violet Marie Chacha, unasema huo ushuda, umenigusa sana. You're tuned in from Gashie. We honor the Lord from that. Thank you also, a great listener tuned in from Kisumu, Violet. Another Violet, may the Lord bless you. Keep your comments coming on 20933 and at Hope FM. At Hope FM Live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, 0717-400-555 is our WhatsApp line. Millicent from Ongatarongai saying, Richard, your testimony is really touching and I'm in tears just thanking God for keeping me and my children. I was very sick in 2019 and on the verge of death and God kept me. May we not take God's mercies for granted. I pray God will use you in a mighty way to reach out to the less privileged. Thank you for sharing your testimony. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So keep your comments coming. We'll be getting back to them. So, Richard, we stopped at a very tough point, you know, all that loss. And by God's grace, you cleared primary after repeating class 1 and 2 so many times.
Yes, I cleared primary.
And high school.
And high school, yes.
So where did the Lord find you? Let me put it that way.
Where did the Lord find me?
And you said, yes, Lord, I want to have you to my life as my Lord and Savior.
My high school period, I will say it was that smooth also.
Mm.
It was bumpy. I remember there was a time I didn't have school fees.
Mm.
So I think I stayed at home for a year. And where we lived, I was living with my aunt, remember?
Yes.
Where we lived, we had moved to Kasarani area, a place called Lakisama.
Yes.
And the apartment we were living in, there were artists. Remember Emmanuel?
Mm.
I mentioned...
You mentioned the artist name.
The artist name, Luminous.
Luminous. Luminous.
The brother used to be in a group called Holy Battalion.
I know Holy Battalion.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the
group
music
Kitambo.
I grew up
Yes,
to.
Holy Battalion. Yeah. So, I was not born again.
Mm.
So, I used to have friends, but I used to love music, sana. And I think, I don't know, that interest came But in high school, I used to love music. I remember in school, high school, used to do music with friends, used to go to events, do music. I remember even this one day we go, we sang for Mary Wamboi. Remember Mary Wamboi?
Yes.
So I think the high school nini made me love music, and also friends influenced me.
Yes.
So I remember one day we were sitting, me, Emmanuel, but the brother to Emmanuel used to be known as Salim. Mm. So we were sitting with Emmanuel outside, just basking kidogo hapo. Because siko na school fields then. So nilikuwa tu home. So then Emmanuel asked me, "Are you born again?" Because them, they were born again.
Yes.
In Colombia, no. Then the brother came. I think he was leaving. Then he came. And he talked to me. They told me the goodness of salvation.
Yes.
And me and my not hard heart.
Sikuwa
la kiherehere.
Chicken. You
remember I told those people. The chickiness nikiwa mdogo. You know, yes. People when they are young. And you are firstborn.
Mm.
And that time I was before my brothers came.
Ah,
I was alone. I was very cheeky.
Yes.
Ni kawaida utoto. So, they convinced me. They talked to me. And they decided to pray for me. And
yeah.
That is when I got born again.
What difference did you notice?
The difference. That is when I started going to church frequently, because kitambo sikuwa naenda church frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I was going once in a while. But during primary, I used to go to church. Nakumbuka, I used to have this one suit that my father bought me. Not full suit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a trouser with a half coat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nakumbuka nilikuwa naosha, you know, nilikuwa naenda ganayo church.
Yeah.
Remember the time my dad took me from Nairobi, my aunt, to
yes.
go live with them in
yes.
in Kilgoris. My father bought me new clothes from shoe to kila kitu.
Mm.
So when he died, I think I kept that nini for so long.
Yeah, the suit. You had an attachment.
Yes. So I used to go, you know, nilikuwa naenda ganayo church, but not frequently, because in nikiwa Narok, so hiyo time hata ikukua. So there were so many chores, house chores, hizo ndo utafanya huko kwa, there's no time ya ku keti. Hata I remember, because nilikuwa napenda ball sana, I remember kuna time hata niliambiwa hiyo kiwanja usiwai ingia, ukionekana umeingia, because you are needed at home to do something.
Yeah,
because if you don't do anything, you don't eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they prayed for me, I got born again, then they took me to a church, then I became a frequent church goer, then growing my salvation pole pole.
Mm-hmm.
Kidogo kidogo nikaingia kwa music.
So
yeah.
You sing.
So I started singing, gospel, nini. So many artists now, when truly interact with them, gospel artists now to interact with them, even before they were known. So I became very active. Baka I think nilikuwa kama team leader
of the group
yeah. In the church I participated as an usher, used to go to crusades, carry speakers. Sometimes even nakumbuka there was a crusade we did at Babadogo. Chibalonza was the guest artist.
Yes.
Then we acted as bodyguards.
You did everything in ministry.
Yes.
You gave your life fully to serve.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I had time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember even the church, the area, we had dancers.
Yes.
And those dancers were coming within that area. And sometimes they couldn't even have backup sound to practice. I had a system. I used to carry it. Then, hey, you practicing it? Then, me, I'm okay. If you're done, yeah. Used to do that a lot. So that interaction with friends, they made me grow in salvation.
Amen.
Yes.
So God, after being away for a year, you got saved.
Yes.
You finally went back to school and you...
Yeah, I went back. What my aunt helped me so much.
Yeah.
And I want to thank her very much for being there.
What's the name of your aunt? We have to
Celestina Adhiambo.
Oh, Auntie Celeste. Yeah. God bless you.
She's my mom. She's taking good care. Even when my dad was there,
yeah,
she loved me so much. Till date.
Mm.
Yeah, I call her mom, although yeah, she's my aunt.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
She impacted so greatly.
So during high school, after 1 year at home, my aunt fixed my dad's pension, so money came.
Mm.
Then I was able to pay for my form 3 and form 4.
Mm.
Actually, form 3 and form 4, that is when Lily attends school from the beginning till the end. Form 1, I joined late. Remember I told you that watu walikuwa na shughulikia story ya shule, but for me nothing was happening.
Yeah.
So when I came from nilitoka Narok kuja Nairobi back to my aunt's place, it was too late. I joined school the first day I'm joining school, people are doing their midterm.
Oh.
I'm joining here and asubuhi people are given maths paper.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Mm.
But I remember I got 50.
Oh. Average.
But chemistry, it was an E.
You're seeing stars.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're just seeing stars in the paper.
Then, school physical course. Remember, your time we were living at Kariobangi South.
Yeah.
School physical. Your term, nilisoma form 1, ikaisha. Form 2, nika join kidogo tu.
Mm.
Then school fees, kaka home.
Mm.
Then transfer to the next school, form 2.
Mm.
Nika soma 2 terms. Third term, home. Sasa, nika kaa home. Sasa, the pension money came.
Mm.
And my dad's savings, nani. Then I went to Argun Skodek High School. In game,
yes,
that is Seya County. Hapo ndo nilifanya my form 3 and form 4.
Mm.
Mm. Then the remaining cash I went to with it in college. Nikamaliza Tzite College.
Mm.
Yes.
Now I did you train.
I trained for diploma. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
God is gracious.
Yeah.
I want to take you back before we start for some of the questions and comments from our listeners on SMS line 20933. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the handle is at Hope FM Live, and on WhatsApp 0717 400 555. So how did you deal with the bitterness you had because losing all your family members and you're the only surviving member? And I also believe fear, because they have died one by one within a very short span of time. And I'm sure what was going through your head was, am I the next? How did you deal with that? How did God help you deal with that?
I think God has given me the heart of a positive heart. I think after, I used to cry. So during my primary time, I used to cry a lot most of the time when I'm alone.
Mm.
But I don't know, when I grew up, God gave me this positive heart that things are going to be okay. Then when you start knowing God and reading the Bible, you know, everything happens for good. Yeah, so I'm not that negative person nowadays. I'm always positive. If something happens, I know this thing is happening for something.
Mm-hmm.
It is not for granted. Actually, my wife also is an orphan.
Okay.
So we encourage each other.
You met...
Yes, used to... Mm-hmm. Let me say...
How did you meet your wife? Let's not go there. Because you... how did you meet your great wife, Nancy?
Nancy, I have my cousin known as Rita.
Mm.
They live in Coast.
Yeah.
So Rita and Nancy were girl guides, scouts.
Mm.
They usually come... They used to come to Arboretum for functions.
Yes.
So one day Rita told me, niko aburitam siku jo tu tembele nikaenda then that's how I met Nancy.
Ukaona.
Then we kwenda Boreta wakaniambia hata nipo umekam we want to go and see our other cousin used to live up Prestige.
Yeah.
Kusama, since hatujui huko tupeleke.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's how we started talking to Nancy. I saw her. They went back, simu, chats, nini. Then I usually nimekuwa nikienda Mombasa most of the time kumuona. Then we decided let's get married.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Did the fact that she was also an orphan that
yes.
didn't bother you?
Actually, from the she never told me that from the beginning. I yeah. came to know that later. Yes.
Mm. Okay. How was marriage starting up? Because you know, for you, your parents left you when you were so young. You've lived in so many places.
In that situation of life.
Yeah. Was that the same for her? Was she also living in different places?
Yeah, she lived in different places. She lived with her uncle. Her uncle was not so nice to her. Then, a neighbor, a friend, there's a lady who took her in. That's the lady who has been helping her and their sister, their firstborn sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that play now in marriage? Because you know marriage is quite something.
In that situation, especially for me,
yes,
I've grown making my own decisions most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consult.
Yes.
So most of the time I make my own decision. Who should I consult most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
And when I got work, then I went living. I got my own place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I made my own decisions, even marrying her. I did not consult anyone. I think I talked to God. And God has been showing me. Through my life, I've never been arrested.
Mm.
I've never... Let me say, these things people do when they're still young teenagers,
yeah.
I think I've skipped those
the Lord shielded you.
Yes, yes. I always find myself at the right place, right time, with the right people. Yeah, yeah. And then God has given me this favor among men. I don't know. Things happen.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's one lesson that the Lord has taught you in your marriage? Because yours is like unique, you know. Both of you coming from a point of pain.
Yeah.
And the Lord bringing you together to raise a godly offspring. And children came in. What lessons did you like? Especially in the early years. You know, today's generation, we see people getting married. After a month, they are out.
Yeah.
You know, irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
Say I may change.
Yeah.
For you, you had nobody to consult back to, apart from the two of you. What challenges did you have? And what lessons did the Lord teach you?
Challenges... there are challenges. Challenges. Okay. The it's normal like the normal marriage like. Challenges that we have, miscommunication, you know, it's there. But I think for us, we know how to deal with them. We talk most of the time. There are so many times that I've let her down. There's so many times that she has left me down. So we get ourselves talking most of the time. That's how we, I think, challenges. And I think this situation has molded us to be strict. We plan our things together. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your friends.
Yeah. We are friends. Yes, we are very good friends.
Okay.
Yeah. We also have a signature greeting. Yeah.
A signature greeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sasa, I'm hosting Richard Ohalo. He's a TV producer right here at Hope TV. And he's our guest for today. We honor the Lord that he's been able to heal you. You're talking from a point of healing and a point of testifying of what the Lord has done.
Yes. I remember when I was in Form 3.
Yeah.
There was a time I got sick. Because there's another issue that made me go to school at Argwings.
Mm.
My grandmother died, so my grandfather was alone.
Yeah.
So I decided, let me go study there. It was a boarding and a day school also. So I say, let me do Form 3 day school, then Form 4 I'll join boarding. My grandfather had a stroke.
Oh.
Yes. So I was taking care of him while in school.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's another reason that made me go to Argwings Kodek.
Mm.
And I think my grandfather also has taught me a lot. He has advised me. The person who told me never to have a drink, alcohol, is my grandfather.
Mm.
He told me, don't ever taste. Yeah. If you taste, that will be the beginning of you to become an alcoholic, because he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yes. So I took heed of the advice. Yes.
And that changed your
life. And that changed my life. Because even my dad used to drink also. Yes.
Amazing God.
Yeah.
Amazing God.
And then in that time, there was a day I got very sick. I didn't go to hospital. What I was taking is Panadol, painkillers. So one day, in that memory, I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
So I was alone. I don't know where my grandfather went that day. I was alone. There's a lady came, looked at me, and I saw her eyes was like teary.
Mm.
Then she left. She talked to me kidogo, then she left. And I said no. And I stood up, nikatoka inje, I sat on another tree. Hata yo tree. That tree is still there.
Up to date, in the village.
I sat down and I told God, I don't want to die. Mm. Yes, because you see, I'm alone. There's peace. Hakuna noise. There was peace around. And I told God, I don't want to die and I want you to heal me. Imagine I was taking painkillers. Mm. Sijaenda usi.
And you didn't know what you're suffering
from. Do you know, the following day I was well. Up to date, I usually tell people that story.
Mm.
I was healed, just like that.
Mm.
And I did not, let me say, I did not pray for an hour. I just told God, I don't want to die, I want to be healed, just like that.
Mm.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes.
All you had was faith.
Yeah. The following day, I went back to school.
Amen. Let's pause here for a song break, and when we come back we'll be sampling what you're saying on the SMS line 20933, that is 20933, at Hope FM Live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on 0717400555. A song that comes to heart is of Michael W. Smith, you know, Healing Rain. And God is our healer. And anyone listening to us, either you're going through what my guest Richard Stephen Ohalo went through, or you know someone who's gone through, you're at that point of pain, you feel that the Lord has let you down, he's not answered your prayer. The Lord is reminding us this afternoon that he's ready to heal you, and his healing rain is going to be your portion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Profile Song Break. Take a moment of reflection. This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.
Rain is coming down, is coming nearer to this old town.
of joy and tears of shame, are washed forever in Jesus' name.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.
Amen. And you're on Praise Junction at Top FM. Listen and leave. My name is Grace Mutiso. So now to your comments regarding my guest today, Richard Stephen Ohalo, TV producer right here, Top TV. We thank you for keeping it right here. He's our guest. And Millicent Kasibu, unasema, Mungu hutoa watu mbali. And I agree, ni ukweli, Mungu hutoa watu mbali sana. Another listener saying, so touching story and emotional one, but indeed, our God is faithful. May the Lord make you to mount like eagle. I'm Judy Mumbi from Kiseri. And asante sana, Judy, for your kind words to our guest. Julius Musashi from Lavington. You're saying the story is touching my heart. Amen. And we pray that the Lord will do something as it touches your heart. Asante sana, Abuanga from Bungoma. You're saying you're tuning in from your place of work. We appreciate you for tuning in. Maureen, you're saying real people come from far. Thank you for bringing back Profile, encouraging us. Small City Stadium is tuned in. We thank you also. Many of you welcoming us back on Profile. I'm so inspired by Richard's story. Sometimes what we go through isn't meant to entirely harm us, rather it's meant to strengthen us and to testify of God's faithfulness. May God bless and continue to use you, Richard, to inspire lives. And we say thank you. That's one of our listeners. You didn't give us your name. Somebody else says, wow, I'm really encouraged by this story. For sure, God provides a way for his people in the midst of tribulations in ways we cannot comprehend. God was faithful to him in allowing him finish school amidst the tribulation. I just love how God does things. Amen. That's Lily. Indeed, we love how God does things. He does things that no man can do. You know, as musician Boaz Duncan said, Mungu anafanya mambo ambayo mwanadamu hawezi. Mm-hmm. Asante Becky, you're saying the story is inspiring after going through so much trauma at a very young age, but God is faithful. Asante Sana Joski Sham saying he has been through the most. I hope this story will end well. Sina nguvu. Just kiana nguvu na uwezo. But it's ending well for sure. Kagendo Charity, I can't hold my tears. What he went through is really difficult. Waiting to hear what God has done. Amen. And you've had that. And again, just keep saying, when you consult God, everything flows just like that. Mm. And we say amen to that. Amen. On my SMS line, Lynn, my guest today is called Richard Stephen Ohalo. He's a TV producer at Hope TV. And thank you for tuning in. She has joined late and she wanted to know who are we having in studio today. Another listener saying, that young man's profile has increased my appreciation for God. Oh Lord, what a faithful God we have. And we say amen to that. Richard, I've been crying, Emily says, and she's blessed their request. Emily, we'll see what we can do for you. Mm-hmm. You've made me shed tears. I also went through it, but still hoping for God. That is Millicent. And we pray that may the Lord come through for you. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged. I'm an orphan, lost my mom last year, and it's been so hard going through the loss, living without any parent. It's so hard. That's Susan. What would be a word of encouragement to Susan, Richard? You know, she went through that last year.
What I'll say to Susan is she should always put God first, because in the book of Psalms, number 57, from verse 2, it says, "I cry out to God Most High, who fulfill His purpose. Only cry to God. Don't depend on men, only God, who can show you the way." Yes. Amen. Yes. It's not in vain that your parents have left. So God has a purpose for everything. Mm. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Looking back, Richard, yeah, what can you say is, you know, one thing that the Lord has helped you discover, you know, as the reason why you had to go through all this?
What God has made me discover.
Mm, or learn in all this that you've gone through.
I always tell people that everyone is unique. Mm. In his creation, everyone is unique. Mm. And this is my path, let me say that.
Yeah.
This is my path. And I know God is bringing great things. Maybe He's preparing me for something very different, which maybe I've discovered or not, or yet to discover. Mm. Yes. So I think I have a purpose.
Yeah.
There is a purpose for me to be here. Mm. Yes. And maybe God has done this to make me be a blessing,
yeah,
or an encouragement to someone outside there, or to change lives outside there.
Mm.
Or maybe alinifanya hivyo, we meet with my wife so that I can take care of her.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. On and bring another generation.
Yes.
Yes, because there's no an extended family within us.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we are creating another generation.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I hear what you're saying is there is a purpose that God, either you've discovered or He's still helping you unfold it as time goes.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sawa. Lynn just saying, I'm so encouraged by the testimony. God is faithful. I lost my nephew, then my dad, then my mom, and I'm still in so much pain and regret. I believe that word that Richard has shared as he was encouraging. Susan has also ministered to your heart. Thank you, Abu, listening to us from Bungoma. Apostle Dickens just saying, in the midst of pain and suffering, there is always a strong testimony ahead. The story of Richard is inspiring to everyone going through that trying moment. Hope is on the way to everyone in a similar turbulence. We say amen. Lynette Asante Sana for streaming us live all the way in Baghdad. God bless you so much. Thank you, Wilfred Muthui, for being here. Maureen just saying, since City Stadium is tuned in, and we appreciate you for tuning in. Oh, see, Gira, Richard, you've made me cry. Your story is overwhelming. And Nick Onyango just saying, I can relate a lot to the guest story. I have passed through what he has been through. There is hope. Hope is full in me.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for that. Mm. Evelyn saying, I'm listening to the story. I've been orphaned at a young age. Life becomes so hard. I've gone through the same. My prayer is for parents to live for long, the way the Bible says, at least 120 years, so that they can go when their children have grown up. Oh, we hear you and we feel you.
Yeah.
Susan Sunday saying, gosh, Stephen, you do not know what your story is doing to me. Apart from tears welling up, I've been avoiding to write my autobiography because of the fear of offending. But this year, it has been heavy in my heart. I'll be writing it, a doctored version of it every Wednesday. And today is the first Wednesday. It has birthed something in
us.
Yes. Yeah. Go, girl. We are looking forward to read your great piece as you write. Before we just take a few minutes, maybe as we pray.
Yes.
Ivy just saying, my brother, you have encouraged me so much. I'm also an orphan, and my husband is an orphan, and we are doing fine in God's presence. It's not easy, but the grace of God, we are doing it. Yeah. Amen and amen. And many, many comments coming through on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on our WhatsApp line, Richard. And we just have 2 minutes to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'd love to give you a minute just to share one word that God has put in your heart for our listeners, and then another minute to pray for us as we conclude.
Okay. I would love to. There's this verse, and I'll go with it. Kabisa.
Mm.
That is the only verse. Kiniamusha ko singizi. I'll remember, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Proverbs 22:1. It says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. Yeah? To be esteemed than silver and gold. To be esteemed than silver and gold. Proverbs 22:1. That's the only verse, you know. A good name. What are you creating for yourself? What are you allowing God to do to you? Yeah. So always be in the likeness of God, because when you describe Jesus, hautasema alikuwa mlevi. He was a good man. He was a humble man. Jesus' name is the best name. Wacha niseme hivyo. If you say atokenda msikitini useme Jesus, they'll know he was a Hausema is a prophet, but as we know, is the son of God. Is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So create yourself. Be humble. I think that's the most important thing, Piakwa life.
Mm-hmm.
Be humble to yourself and allow God to use you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
And always seek God's help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pray for us in a minute.
Praying.
Please.
Okay. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your great love. and care. Thank you for your sacrifice so that we might have freedom in life. Forgive us for when we don't recognize you enough, for who you are, for all that you do in our lives. Help us to set our eyes on you and our hearts and flesh on you. Renew our spirit, fill us with your peace and love. In Jesus' name we pray, trusting and believing. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Richard. God bless you.
God bless you.
And say hi to your great wife and your two children.
I will.
Amen. Tutakuita tena.
Most probably next time.
Yes.
When I'll be here, maybe you'll give me work.
You.
To run this show.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Amen. For inviting me.
Yes.
And I want to thank everyone at Hope FM. Yes.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too, sir.
Yeah.
And I believe you've been encouraged. Your faith has been strengthened to know that we serve a real God who takes us through real situations. And he gives us a testimony after that. My name is Grace Mutiso. Wish you a blessed, blessed afternoon. Shalom. God bless.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change. Hope FM. It's now 1 p.m.